Thank you for listening to the Impact Leaders Podcast, featuring leaders focusing on sustainable and impact investment and performance with purpose, sharing their stories, experiences, and advice to increase awareness in the market and highlight best practices in order to help more companies and institutions transition more capital into the industry faster. I am JP Dahlman, founder and CEO of ILM Partners. This episode is part of a special series that was inspired by listeners asking to hear more about some fundamental concepts, trends, and the much needed collaboration for a more sustainable future. So we created this set of five shorter episodes, given the extended lockdown period we're experiencing, in case you have some extra time and want to invest it in learning something new. As you know, I usually interview and feature a specific leader in the industry, but in this occasion, I am being interviewed by my dear friend, Emily West. So she took the opportunity to ask me about a few personal reflections and lessons, further background on ILM Partners and our initiatives, including the creation of this podcast. If you're listening to the series for the first time, please do check the title and make sure you don't miss listening to the other four episodes. I am grateful that you are choosing to invest your time in doing this, since I know that you're going to feel encouraged and inspired. Make sure you subscribe and get notifications from your preferred podcast platform. And do follow us on social media to stay connected. I appreciate your support. It helps keep Impact Leaders going. Enjoy this episode.
Hi, and welcome to today's interview. I'm Emily West, personal and business coach and branding consultant. And I am delighted today to be interviewing my dear friend, JP Dahlman. JP founded ILM Partners, and he's also host of the fantastic Impact Leaders podcast, which is really the go-to resource if you want to know anything about impact investing. Hi, JP.
Hey, Emily. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. No, great day again. And nice to be talking to you and creating this content for people to learn a bit more about sustainable impact investing.
Well, it is great to see you always. And I know you're used to being the interviewer. So thank you for agreeing to be interviewed, because that's a different experience, right?
Yes, yes. I always find it a bit strange. But although I must say that I like it, it's easier for me when somebody asks me a question than if I am just, you know, talking about something. So
fantastic. Well, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed, because I know this is a topic that so many people are interested in right now, and we'll come back to why. But why don't you just start by telling us why you founded ILA and what the purpose of ILA is?
Yes. So I founded ILA Partners as a way to help investment firms transition into sustainable impact investing through, let's say, various initiatives and activities that I have taken over my career. And more recently, I realized that that was something that I could do to use my skills, my network, and help the market in this subject and this initiative overall that really is necessary, you know, to help organizations be able to transition faster and also scale quicker. It's because we need to bring more capital into sustainable impact investing.
Fantastic. Now, you and I met in investment banking. You were doing that for 20 odd years as well. So what made you want to first get involved in this kind of whole impact investing world?
Again, it's kind of a longer story, and then sometimes, you know, successes and failures, I would say, that took me, you know, through the steps and the journey. But what happened is that it's a combination of where my career started taking me and some of my personal interests. And again, without going into, there is actually an episode of somebody else interviewing me for a podcast, and I tell the whole story there. So, and I'm pretty sure that it is I host a podcast, and I talk about what we talked about. We'll talk about that. And the episode is there, but basically is how I realized, how do I use everything that I have in terms of, you know, my understanding of the market, my knowledge, you know, the people I know, and then I also realized I founded and funded a company that we were helping impact companies. So companies trying to solve some of the world's biggest challenges and focusing on the sustainable development goals. And as I realized that they were really struggling also with financing, kind of I looked at all these different parts and made me think that we needed to educate or share the knowledge with the financial services industry and with people as much as possible. So I thought that would be my little contribution that I could make at this stage in my life, to help with this.
Well, you're normally the interviewer, right? Because you have the fantastic Impact Leaders podcast. So you're normally asking all the questions. So we're going to put you in the other seat today. So thank you for agreeing to this. Why don't you just start there? What made you, we'll come back to ILA in a minute and your whole background, everything that led you here, but just tell us a little bit about Impact Leaders podcast and why did you start doing that?
Okay. And then the other thing I should say is that, when you and I speak, normally it's not as formal as this remit that we're having right now, but I will try to keep it as serious as possible for the listeners of this content. But like everything, everything is a kind of a long story, and I like that expression, trying to make the long story short. So I started getting involved with impact companies through a company that I launched and funded, where we were supporting impact founders that were trying to do good in the world and focusing on specifically on the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals. And then on the other side, my background is in banking, investment banking, and global banking. And what happened is that as I was doing the work with the other company, I realized that there was still a huge knowledge gap in the market, in this case, in the financial industry and financial services market. And I thought that would be a good contribution, a positive contribution from my side to launch the podcast to interview some of the best people that are already in the market and have been in the market for quite some time, successful individuals and companies, and I was very lucky because somebody, a very good friend of mine, Wun Tan, who is actually my it's more people actually like that I should give credit to, but gave me the idea that the podcast could be a good way to do it, and that's why I launched it. I could have picked other ways to try to share the knowledge, and I'm very, very grateful that I did the podcast because it's the one that I feel more kind of comfortable and happy to do. At that point, I should say that being in camera, for example, actually makes me obviously like most people quite self-conscious, and I find it quite hard. I would love to do like more videos to share with people, but again, I find it extremely hard, so I don't do it. However. And also being interviewed is quite hard, I find. But interviewing other people, I like very much, and I enjoy very much, and it becomes a conversation, which is quite good, and it's full of content and golden nuggets, as I say it. So yes.
And what's fantastic about your podcast is that you interview all these different people who have the most amazing experience and are experts in what they do, and so for someone who wants to learn about impact and sustainable investing, like you said, it's full of golden nuggets. It's such a great place to go, and I appreciate not everyone loves video. It's great to just be able to listen to it and just take it in. So it's fantastic that you've done it and put it together. Also, I feel like there's always been some interest in sustainability and impact investing, but it's been building, and now suddenly with everything we're going through right now because we're in the COVID lockdown, there's this extra focus now on sustainability, and maybe people who weren't thinking about it before have started to think about it. So what a great resource to be able to go back through the back catalog of your podcast. And if people want to, they can get that information and bridge the gap between just wanting to do something and actually understanding how you can really make a difference. What has changed for you? You obviously already had expertise before you started the podcast, but what has changed in your thinking since you've done the Impact Leaders podcast?
Yes, so two things to that. So first, what you were saying is true. It's about how people can consume effectively information, and there are people that consume in different ways, and the podcast is kind of an easier one because listeners tell me they listen to it when they're traveling to work, when they're dropping the kids somewhere, when they're going for a run. So that's kind of, it makes it be easier than, let's say, watching a video. You're right, you have to be kind of focused and concentrated and trying to watch it, right? And then I think it's nice to see people and to kind of see their faces and how they interact with each other. But at the same time, sometimes, the content is on the words, right? So I listen to a lot of videos on YouTube that I don't really watch them at all. I'm just listening, right? So I think that's, and then we can talk about podcasts and why they're good, etc. But they're a really good platform. That's a good question around what has changed since I launched it. It has been the best way for me to again, I could hit many points and many benefits of having launched it, but first of all, on just my own knowledge has increased exponentially. One, because I am talking directly to some of the experts, or all of the experts and the different, and I have to explain as well who are the people and who are the different experts that I host. But obviously, when you hear firsthand from them, and I'm having, obviously, when I used to meet, now most of it is through actually Zoom and online. But I get to talk to them a lot longer than the podcast. So we need to we get to talk and learn. I get to talk and learn about a lot more about what they have done, what they're doing, and themselves as person. Right? And it basically has completely shifted. And I should have mentioned that as well. There's different profiles of people, right? So you could say that I'm maybe more of although I can drive and lead, teams and organizations. There's different ways that you can use different mechanisms and methodologies to define, how you work. And I kind of like to shine the light on other people, I realize. So it also works very well for that. And what has changed is that, again, my knowledge has exponentially grown. So my understanding, I have certain understanding, a level understanding of the market and the products and the tools and the different players and the ecosystem, where now, thanks to, part of it, thanks to the podcast and having talked to all the experts, it has helped me, and gain like a major understanding, I believe, humbly, of what is happening, what's happened, what is happening, what's coming. Thank you for listening to Impact Leaders. Impact Leaders is brought to you by ILM Partners and Fast Forward 2030. Please connect with us at ILM Partners for advice on how to transition into sustainable and impact investing. And go to fastforward2030.com to learn how to include the global goals into your business models.